Hello, am I speaking with Michael?
Yeah.
Hey, Michael. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing this Wednesday?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Am I saying your name right? Is it Michael or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure. And all right. So I know you spoke to Shalette about Google Guarantee briefly. Have you heard about Google Guarantee before? Do you know how it works?
No. I mean, I know how Home Advisor works and, you know, Porch and Angie's one.
Right. So this program is way better. So it's a pay-per-lead program with Google Guarantee. The benefit of these leads, though, is they are only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with anyone else. And here's the kicker. This is why all my clients love it. If you do not set an appointment with that lead, so in other words, if it's out of your radius, not a service you provide, if you don't make an appointment with that lead, you are not charged for the lead. So these are very quality leads coming through.
Yeah, because sometimes, I mean, okay, what about this? You call somebody, you get a lead. They want a furnace repair. You tell them it's $120 for a service call, and they go, oh, I can't afford that.
Right. So Google does, if they inquire about price, Google does consider that a qualified lead. So what I'd recommend to you is set appointments and go over the estimate in person with the client. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, to show up. I mean, gas prices are $5 a gallon. To show up,
it's
$120.
Yeah, it's crazy,
you know,
for sure.
That was before it went up, you know. So, I mean, if someone can't afford $100, I don't call it a qualified lead if they can't afford $100 to fix a furnace.
No, definitely. And so with Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Networks, like all the lead generation companies out there, what they do right now is they sell the lead to multiple companies, usually like four or five of them, and you're charged for the lead regardless, even if you don't make contact with that person, you know?
Yeah.
These are way more quality because they're actually picking you and calling you directly, right? And, you know, you'll have, like, let's say you decide to move forward. You're going to have a technician assigned to your company. His name is Perry. He handles all our Google Guarantee accounts. And you'll have his cell phone number too, right? He's going to set up a tracking system for you with every lead that comes through. All you have to do is mark that lead as qualified or unqualified. When you mark it as unqualified, Perry gets that credited back for you. There's nothing else you have to do on your end.
Okay. There's not a standard by which it's called qualified, because like I said, I would call that unqualified if someone can't afford $100. I mean, what are they doing? Expecting someone to show up for $20?
There is a standard on it. So if you don't set an appointment with the lead, okay, or they don't inquire about price, again, Google does consider that a qualified lead. So if they do inquire about price or you set an appointment with them, that's qualified in Google's eyes, right? I know not every single one of them is, right? But those would be qualified.
Well, that doesn't happen that often. I was just curious. Okay.
Right. So in, just so you know how they know, right, so Google supplies you with a number that rotates. Like if you notice, all the companies that show up on the Google Guarantee platform, their numbers attached to them aren't their numbers. It's a circulating number Google provides. So when these clients call that number, it's recorded. So what happens when you mark it as unqualified, Perry goes through the recording and he submits that to Google and he gets it all credited back on our end. There's nothing else you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the good thing, too, about these leads is they don't fluctuate. They don't go, like, up and down like other programs. So it'll be the same lead fee each and every time. I pulled your lead fees for your vertical, for the HVAC vertical. It would be at $33.33 per lead.
For a lead, any lead, like whether it's repair or whether it's a new unit, it's the same?
Yeah, so any leads under the HVAC contractor vertical. Now, we are able to turn on and off certain keywords. So if you wanted to just be showing for, like, new AC installation or keywords like that are bigger projects, we could do that for you. But to answer your question, like, if you have all the keywords turned on, yes, it's $33.33 per lead. Good question.
Okay. So it doesn't matter what kind of lead it is. Okay.
Yes, And we could kind of filter them. That's something you and Perry would go over together. Like, he'd ask you, like, are you doing heating? Like, you know, things that you want turned off, we could turn that stuff off for you, you know?
Yeah, no, that's good. Okay, I like that.
All right, so $33.33 per lead. Google is going to require a minimum monthly. This basically guarantees you 13 leads. This is the minimum. You can always increase this budget. That's something you and Perry would go over together. The minimum monthly is set at $435 a month. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your leads roll over. So let's say you took on one lead and you texted Perry, hey, Perry, turn my leads off, right? The next month, you would not be charged for $435. You would only be charged $33 for the one lead. So your leads roll over, essentially. Does that make sense?
Okay, so yes and no. So
okay.
I'll
get questions on this.
I have a minimum of $435.
Right.
Now, say I get one of these as a big project, it's going to take all our time up, or I get another project and it makes us busy. I can say turn the leads off.
Yes.
And then that would be essentially stop it for that month, and then the next month, whatever was left over that I. Because is it a prepaid then?
It's prepaid, exactly. So it would never go over the monthly budget you set. So, for example, the minimum monthly is $435. So you pay the $435. We don't charge you that until the application process is done, which I'll get to in just a second. But right now, just talking about the monthly, it's prepaid. So that $435 guarantees you basically 13 leads. If you took on, like, 5 leads, for example, and turned it off, the next month you're not charged the full $435. You're only charged for the 5 leads. So
okay. And is there a guaranteed amount of leads that I would get since I'm paying for the 13, but I only get 2 that month?
What do you mean you only get 2?
Like how people say I'm prepaid for 13, but you guys only send me 2 because I don't know how many people.
I get what you're saying. So if only 2 leads came through from the Google Guarantee platform, you would only be charged for those 2 leads then. And what would happen is the next month, the remainder would roll over. So you'd only be charged for 2 leads. But I don't see that happen at all with any of my clients using this. Usually you're getting a lot of leads from this. You'll have to turn them off to kind of stop the floodgates, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you kind of rotate them, like you kind of separate them? Like, okay, so here's another question. So I've got the 13 leads per month. I turn it off for a week. Do I then lose whatever leads I would have gotten, or do those double up the next week? How does that work?
No. So the way the lead comes through is they call you directly. So a call will come through on your phone, right? So when you turn your leads off, you're going to notice when you do a search for, like, HVAC contractor in Yucca Valley, there's companies that show up at the top in the Google Guarantee section. When you click on more HVAC pros and scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see some of them have their Google Guarantee checkmark turned off. That's because their leads are off. So you will not receive leads while you have your leads turned off, which is like outside of your business hours or when you text Perry to turn them off, et cetera.
But the name will still show up, just the
The name will still show up. Yes, ma'am.
I did see that where, one of them didn't have a check mark. Okay.
Yes, so that means their leads are off. Okay. Now, to get that check mark, to get on the Google Guarantee platform, first off, there is an application process, okay? This application process, first off, they want to verify that you're licensed and insured. So is the business currently licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just double checking. I know Shalette asked you this stuff earlier. Now, any face-to-face employees, meaning like if you're the only one that talks to the customer, it'd only be you, but any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing we do before we charge you any lead fees or get your leads rolling is we have to do this advanced verification process. The reason we do it is Google is basically backing your work. They're guaranteeing that potential client that chooses you up to $2,000 in insurance on their end, and they're telling that client, hey, we vetted them, we made sure they're licensed, they're insured, They went through a background check and passed, right? So that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. We like to under-promise and over-deliver. Most of my clients have been getting advanced verified within about 3 weeks. We do not start charging you lead fees until you're advanced verified. There is a one-time application fee of $250 for that advanced verification.
Okay, that seems a little steep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My hands are tied on that one. Like, the $250 application fee, that's a one-time fee. You never pay that again.
Okay. Well, I can do that later after we get more work going through the summer. It gets awful busy. Until then, I can use Home Advisor and Porch.
Yeah, yeah. Just remember, you're going to have to do this advanced verification one point or another. That way, we can start funneling new Google Guarantee leads. And trust me, every client that I have that uses this, I haven't had one person cancel on it. Like, the Google Guarantee program, it is a foolproof lead program.
What do you mean foolproof? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, so there's a lot of other ones out there, right? But with Google, and mind you, this is a new program. It's only been around for about a couple years now. But if you don't set an appointment with that lead, you're not charged for it, and you're not sharing that lead with, like, multiple different companies. So compared to any other lead service out there, this one trumps it all.
Yeah, Porch has I'm on Porch's program where I don't share the leads, kind of bought the area out. Mm-hmm. They don't charge me if I don't get a hold of them.
Right, that's
they
good.
They will receive it. That's pretty decent.
Yeah, I don't hear a whole lot about them. I hear a lot about Home Advisor and Thumbtack for my current clients. So
yeah, they're a lot of money for their leads, and they share them. So that's so the $250 has to be paid in advance before you start the vetting process, and then after the vetting process, then it's the $430 prepaid.
$435 would be your minimum monthly, which would cover 13 leads. You and Perry would set that up together, like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he would be the one to set up the whole vetting process too?
Oh, yeah. So let's say you said, Daniel, let's do it. I'm going to send you a Google Guarantee email anyways. But what mm-hmm. I would also send you is an application that you get started on. And then I would set a client interview with you and Perry where he would help you finish that up, and you would also have a cell phone too.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that before. You know, whoever signed you up, that I'm going to manage your account, and then I can't get a hold of them once the account's set up.
Oh, so you'll have my direct line and extension as well, but I'm the main person that sets these Google Guarantee accounts up, so I meet with Perry on a daily basis. He's really thorough about getting back to his clients. As am I, you know.
So he would manage the account, and I would be able to get a hold of him. I wouldn't be sitting on hold talking to somebody that has English as a second language. And
No. You'll have his. You'll have his direct, like, cell phone number. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sending you a text right now with my direct line and extension here, so you have it. And then, you know, if you choose to move forward to, we'll set up a client interview with Perry. You'll have his cell phone too, which is very important. Because you have to be able to text and call him when you're, like, trying to turn your leads off, back on, et cetera, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't you set it up? I'll talk to him. I have to talk to my husband, too, see what he thinks. And then, I am interested. What's your traffic? Can you look at the traffic you get in this area for leads, you know?
Oh, you mean like the amount of searches that are going on in that area? Or that's
that
the active. I have the analytics for that. As far as like leads, like for this Google Guarantee program, I'll tell you one of my biggest clients, they're paying about $1,500 a week in their Google Guarantee account. They have multiple locations. They exhaust that budget. Like, they love the Google Guarantee program. You know?
Right, but what are they in this area? I mean, what?
They have
pretty
multiple
much
locations. It's a big company. Gotcha. They do, like, surveillance systems, video doorbells, things like that, you know.
Oh, that's me. Yeah. Because basically, you know, And that's another thing. Do you have a busy range? Like, on Home Advisor, you can say, I'm pretty busy right now, so you can turn off leads that are far away, and you can just have, like, a local lead, so places I can hit on the way home or places I can hit nearby.
Yes,
as opposed to sneaking them, because it feels a pretty big area. Huh?
Yeah. You can do that with Google Guarantee as well. That would be set up with Perry. Like, he'll go over with you, okay, every single one of these locations has Google Guarantee. You're advanced verified for it. Which ones do we want to turn on? And, you know, you can toggle those on and off. It's just you have to text or call him to be able to do it, if that makes sense.
Oh, to turn it on and off? I can't just get online and do it?
No. Or text? No. He'd have to be the one to do that. Yeah, you can text them. A lot of my clients like to just text them because they get really busy, you know?
Yeah, and that's why it's kind of like it's nice to have access to that myself because, you know, something can come up right last minute and then I just get on there and turn it off before I get more.
Right. You'll have a tracking system which has, like, all that information on it, but there's no way for you to toggle it on and off from the tracking system. You have to text him to be able to do that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I know when I signed up with Home Advisor, they had a fee too. They waived it. They put the fee towards leads. There's no program you guys are offering like that.
No, ma'am. I've gotten asked that so many times. I've even went to my director, Christian, about it, right? Because I heard Home Advisor has that program where they waive the, like, $288 setup fee or whatever it is and put that towards leads. Unfortunately,
right.
We're not able to do that. It's required for the advanced verification just so we can get the ball rolling on it. You never pay it again, though. It's a one-time $250 fee. Trust me, it's well worth it.
Okay, so I guess the question I want to know is what kind of leads are generated, how many leads are generated in this area? So the Morongo Basin, which is Morongo Valley to 29 Palms, Yucca Valley, that's kind of my home base. That would be my busy area. We also service the low desert, which is, you know, the Palm Springs, the Coachella Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering what kind of leads I, because once I spend the $250 now, that's money that could have gone towards leads with someone else that I know I'll get leads. What kind of lead generation for HVAC do you have in that area?
HVAC is one of our best categories. So in a 50-mile radius of you, off the past 30 days, it shows me there's been a total of 1,287 searches. That doesn't mean you're getting 1,287 people to the Google Guarantee. You're going to exhaust your leads. Like, if you go with the minimum monthly with the 13 leads, you'll exhaust them for sure.
Okay.
Like, you're going to want to – I'm not sure how big your crew is there. I mean, is it just you, or do you have, like, multiple crews? I mean, how's the –
It's mainly me, but you can – I mean, with these service calls, you can do, you know, 4 calls a day.
Right. They're pretty quick, right?
So, if it's while I'm already down there, you know, I don't want to drive down there for one call if I can't get a couple lined up. So, that's the other – thing, you know, if I'm getting a lead every other day, that's not as much help as if I got several in one day, you know?
Right. So with this Google Guarantee program, so I'll tell you everything else, the Google ads, the Facebook ads, right, even the organic section on Google, like all those spots are amazing. They bring you more calls, more leads, but they're all like hit or miss, right? With Google Guarantee, it's like guaranteed. Right? Like, you have a preset amount for monthly, and it, like, for your area and for your category, like, if you do the minimum monthly, you're exhausting those leads each month. You know, you might have a lot of HVAC contractors in your area, but you don't have a lot of competition in the Google Guarantee section. Like, you have Esser Air Conditioning and Heating, you have High Desert Air Inc. Those guys have their leads turned on right now. There is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more that are in that area where they're off currently. So there's other areas where there's, like, multiple in the Google Guarantee section. You don't have a whole lot of competition. You would really, like, hit the ground running with this. But you just got to get that ball rolling with the application, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay, well, set me up an appointment. I might even just take the Facebook budget and go with this.
I recommend it, for sure.
They, I think they called while I was talking to you. I did get another call from Splash. I asked to talk to the Facebook.
Yeah, Lydia. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
She does our Facebook
account. Yeah, so, because I kind of want to see what's going on with that. So, if you could put a request in for her to call me back, because I think I missed it when I was on the call with you.
Yeah. I'll send her.
And then set up an appointment. Yeah, set me up an appointment. I am very interested. I know that, yeah. If I'm not sharing the leads, that's one of the biggest things.
Exactly. And if you don't have an appointment, you just mark it as unqualified. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, these are quality leads coming through to you. Like, they're actually picking you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, set me up an appointment.
All right. So just to clarify, so you want to move forward with the Google Guarantee Program? Like, set you up an appointment with Perry? All right, perfect. Making a great decision. And I just messaged Lydia. I let her know that I'm on the phone with you now, so I'm going to have her call you as well, okay, to go over the Facebook.
Okay, yeah. Can she call me tomorrow morning? Because I'm going to be leaving the house, and I want to be able to be on the computer when I talk to her and kind of look at what's going on.
Yeah, got it.
And the account and everything. So if she can you put a request in for her to call? Can I make an appointment with her or something? I don't – you know, I'm pretty busy, so it's hard to know when, unless I make an appointment, when I'd be available.
Let me – hold on. I just messaged
her. I knew
this
right call was
now.
Coming in, you know.
What time works best for you?
Tomorrow morning, like 9.
All right. I just messaged her right now. Let me get your appointment set up with Perry, too. So I'm going to send you a text right now. This is going to have Perry's cell phone number on it. This is going to be the number he's going to be calling you from, too, okay, for the appointment. Just give me one quick sec here. All right. So that is set with Perry. And so for the $250 application fee, I'll schedule your client interview with him in just a second. And by the way, Lydia said she can. So 9 a.m., you're golden tomorrow.
Okay.
For the $250 application fee, are we using the same card that's on file, the Visa?
I'm not sure what's on file.
It's ending in – it only shows me the last four digits, the one ending in 4876.
Okay. Yeah, I don't – I'm about ready to leave, so I have to be able to check that. Can I pay for it when I talk to him, or do I have to pay for it right now?
You have to pay for it prior, because what I'm going to do in a second is send you your application to get that started and then schedule the client interview with Perry.
Okay. So I need to be able to look at my account, like you said. I'm getting ready to leave. Can we set an appointment up tomorrow where we can set this up then?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, so let me set it. Again, it's going to be the card ending in 4876, okay? Just so you know. So what time do you want me to call you tomorrow to finish setting it up?
Thinking about it, 10, maybe?
10? Okay.
Or 11, how about 11?
Okay, 11 o'clock. All right, perfect. So 11 a.m., I'm calling you back. Okay. Got it. Okay, and just so I'm just being clear, so I'm not charging the account right now because I know you want to verify which card you're going to use, right? So tomorrow I'll call you, and then we'll do the application fee. We'll get that squared away. I'll send you the application for the Google Guarantee Program, and then we'll schedule your client interview with Perry. That way you guys could get rocking and rolling on your keywords and how many leads you want, et cetera. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And just so you know, Lydia, she – I think I already told you, but she said 9 a.m. will work for her tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Can she – we can make it 9:30.
Okay. Okay. Let me tell her
– I can put that request in. I'd appreciate it because I got – I do have something finishing up around that. I figured I'd be done, but if I could get a little extra time in between, that would probably be better.
All right. I just told her 9:30. Let me just make sure I get a thumbs up from her real quick. I think she might be on another call right now. I don't see her type in. If she says 9:30, I'm sure it'll work, right? But if she says something different, then I'll just call you and let you know. So right now, we'll bank on 9:30. I got
tentative 9:30.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? 9:30.
Tentative,
right?
9:30. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. And then I have you set for 11 a.m. with me. That time still works, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And if you're on the phone with her and you still, like, let's say it's a quick call and you still have time, you can just let her know and she can message me and transfer you over and I'll get you rocking and rolling with Harry. But for right now, I got you scheduled at 11 a.m. with me, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. Any questions in the meantime?
No, I don't think so. I think you pretty well covered it for the most part. If my husband has extra questions, I'll run it by you tomorrow. I'll let him know kind of what we talked about and see what he thinks.
You guys will love it. I sent you an email that's titled Google Guarantee. It has all the details of our program. It doesn't have the lead fee in there. Usually Perry sends that, but what I'll do is I'll just reply to the email with the lead fee and the minimum monthly. That way you guys have it there. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, perfect. You have a great rest of your night, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Lydia should be calling at 9:30. If I get some message saying she can, I'll call you and let you know, okay? Sure, it'll be fine, though.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay, bye.